everyone. Here's something that might surprise you if you do online marketing. Did you know that in 2025, some companies are paying over $700 per lead on social media? That's like buying a new smartphone just to get one potential customer.
Crazy when you put it like that. And you know what's really interesting? I just analyzed data showing paid social media advertising averaging $65 per lead, while organic content marketing costs about $95 per lead. However, these numbers don't tell the whole story because ROI from organic definitely wins long term.
Well, organic leads get cheaper and cheaper as time goes on, and often end up much cheaper.
Exactly. We have to look at conversions too. While paid ads might look cheaper at first glance, we're seeing that organic leads often convert at much higher rates. In fact, organic leads are converting 30 to 50% better than paid leads across most industries. They're just better quality, you know?
I've heard that Facebook is still leading the pack in terms of affordability. What are you seeing there?
Well, it's actually pretty fascinating. Facebook has these integrated lead generation forms that make it super easy for users to submit their information without leaving the platform. And you know what? The completion rates are way higher compared to traditional landing page redirects.
I see. And what about other platforms? LinkedIn seems to have a different reputation.
Oh man, LinkedIn is a whole different ballgame. We're looking at 15 to 315 per lead there. But here's the thing. For B2B companies, especially in the SaaS space, it's often worth every penny because of the quality of leads you get.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you tired of struggling with expensive lead generation? Amplifier provides a next-generation content marketing solution that assists companies of all sizes in increasing their organic traffic and building authority in their niche. With partnerships across over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, Amplifier makes it affordable to boost your exposure and improve your reputation. Visit ht/amplifier.com/ to learn more.
Thanks for that. You know, speaking of costs, I've heard some pretty shocking numbers about certain industries. What are you seeing in the financial services sector?
Yeah, that's actually where we see some of the highest costs. Financial services are paying around $761 per lead for paid campaigns and $555 for organic leads. But there's an interesting twist. The organic leads often end up being more valuable in the long run.
Really? How so?
Well, it's fascinating, actually. While organic leads might cost more initially, they typically convert to customers at rates 30 to 50% higher than paid leads. Plus, and this is really important, they usually have higher average order values and better retention rates.
You've mentioned a few platforms, but what about some of the newer players, like TikTok?
You know what's really interesting about TikTok? It's become surprisingly effective for lead generation, with costs between $8 to $15 per lead. That's pretty competitive, especially when you consider its immersive format and exceptional engagement rates.
Those are some impressive numbers. What about YouTube?
YouTube's sitting right in the middle range, about $10 to $20 per lead. But here's what makes it unique. It's both an entertainment platform and the world's second largest search engine. That combination creates some pretty powerful opportunities for lead generation.
I've heard some marketers say we should focus entirely on paid advertising for quick results. What's your take on that?
That's actually a common misconception. The most successful brands in 2025 are using what we call a blended strategy. They're combining paid and organic approaches, which typically reduces overall cost per lead by 15 to 30%.
Could you break down what that blended strategy looks like in practice?
Sure, think of it like a three-pronged approach. You use paid social to boost your best-performing organic content, deploy paid campaigns for initial awareness, and then nurture those prospects with organic content. It's faster, smarter, and more efficient than putting all your eggs in one basket.
That makes a ton of sense. And speaking of efficiency, are there any particular industries seeing better results with this approach?
Definitely. Manufacturing and IT services are showing some of the most dramatic differences. For instance, in IT services, paid leads cost about $617, while organic leads come in at $385. That's a 38% savings.
You know, for our listeners trying to figure out their strategy, what would be your top recommendation?
I'd say the key is understanding that it's not a choice of one over the other. You want to use both paid and organic methods in a way that aligns with your industry and budget. When I started in digital marketing, I made the rookie mistake of focusing entirely on paid advertising, only to realize I was missing out on the long-term benefits of organic content.
And where can our listeners learn more about implementing these strategies effectively?
They can begin by visiting Ampifier.com to learn about advanced content marketing solutions that integrate both paid and organic strategies. However, it's vital to start with a clear understanding of your industry benchmarks and customer lifetime value.
This has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for sharing all these detailed insights about social media lead costs in 2025.
Thanks for having me. And remember, everyone, while these numbers are important, it's really about finding the right balance for your specific business needs.